Bahrain's opposition leader Sheikh Ali Salman has rejected all charges made against him. The Secretary General of the Al-Wafaq National Islamic Society said that he's been detained for democracy and freedom. The cleric made the comments during a court session on Wednesday. He's been charged with inciting hatred and regime change. Bahraini political figures have been banned from attending the court session, but representatives from the U.S., U.K., and France were present during the trial. Sheikh Salman's next court session will be held on February 25. He will remain in jail until then. The Al-Wafaq says there is no legal or moral justification for Sheikh Salman's detention or trial. Bahrain has witnessed daily anti-regime protests since Sheikh Salman was arrested in late December 2014. The protests have been brutally suppressed by regime forces. Jawad Fairuz is a former Bahraini MP who joins us from London on the phone to share his thoughts with us. Jawad Fairuz, here we have Bahrain's main opposition leader, Sheikh Ali Salman, of course, rejecting all the charges. Your thoughts on that, but in particular, how there have been representatives from the United States, UK, and France who were present during the trial. Don't they have an obligation to go back to their countries and have some pressure enforced on the Bahraini regime and the government?
First of all, the presence of these diplomatic personnel and the court give indication that they show some concern about the trial of the leaders of opposition, Sheikh Ali Salman. But at the same time, it is so clear that because in their earlier statement, they didn't demand it so clearly an immediate freedom of Sheikh Ali Salman. So I think they are somehow they want to handle the stake from the middle in a way, say that we want, as they said, the ruling of the law in the court, but we think that it is somehow they back the regime and given indication that they are with the trial of Sheikh Ali Salman. So the position mainly they are blaming these Western countries, mainly UK and United States. Somehow they given the green line for continuation of the trial of Sheikh Ali Salman. And in the other hand, it is so clear that the continuation of trial and keeping custody Sheikh Ali Salman indicates that the regime is not ready to any type of the political solution to the crisis, and indicating that they are they want to continue this crackdown, and they just depending on the security measures, which the peoples are rejecting it. And it's so clear that the people day by day show their presence in the street and in these many demonstrations we've gone on. And at the same time, the majority where they agreed to accept the call for civil, partial civil disobedience, which was so clear in Bahrain today, indicate that still the Sheikh Ali Salman's party or the position, they have the popularity within the people, which it was noticeable that many shopping centers being closed down and many demonstrations being started after the continuation of the decision of Sheikh Ali Salman in Bahrain.
Thank you very much for that. Jawad Fairuz, former Bahraini MP there, talking to us from London. Thank you.